Welcome to another episode of Ghost Ninja Raccoon. It's me, your illustrious host, C. Gray, CG. Call me Crystal, one of those. Don't call me something I don't like, because I won't like it. Just a heads up, it's going to be a lot of swear words, cuss words. I'm going to let them roll, motherfucker, shit, goddamn asshole, through this whole episode. If you don't like swear words, you shouldn't listen to this, because you're going to be all kinds of offended. If you don't like women being called bitches or dudes being called motherfuckers or any shit like that, turn this off now. One of your friends has led you dangerously astray. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna watch a scary movie, I'm gonna take some breaks, I'm gonna tell you what's going on in my way of telling it, so this way you don't have to watch it. I'm saving you the hour and 32 minutes or however the fuck long this movie is, telling you exactly what happened, like real short and to the point, letting you know what's up. So today I'm watching Troll. It's an old classic that I have loved for a long, long time. So a brief synopsis. Troll, when an evil troll named Tarok, I don't even think I ever knew the motherfucking troll's name, attempts to bring about cataclysmic changes that will forever erase mankind, an ancient sorceress and a young boy join forces to stop him before he can carry out his diabolical plan. Real talk, I've seen Troll about 1700 times. I had no idea like that was the actual detail of what was going on in the movie. I mean, I probably knew, but I don't think I could have ever told you that. I would have just been like, it's about a motherfucking evil troll and him like trolling people to fuck up. That's what I would have told you. I wouldn't have never said none of that shit. I didn't know his name was Tarok. I forgot that it was a lady and a boy in this motherfucker, but I'm about to find it all out again. This movie came out in 1986. It's actually an hour and 22 minutes. It only got 4.4 stars on IMDb, and Amazon, it got like 3.5 stars. That's not bad for Amazon, but obviously people on Amazon don't always know what they're talking about, because I guarantee this movie is trash, but I love it anyway. So here is the troll. I will touch bases with y'all in a minute and introduce who the people is that's going to be in this here movie. I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus is in this, but some current star was in this movie, and this was one of their first films. I think it was her, but we're going to find out in a minute. Here we go. Troll. All right, let's talk about the cast of characters in this fantastic family film. I mean, sort of. What we have in Troll here is a new family moving into an apartment building in the first floor apartment. We got the dad, whose name is actually motherfucking Harry Potter, y'all. Like, seriously. And this movie came out in 86, so this makes me wonder if J.K. Rowling just fucking liked Troll, or if she randomly had the name Harry Potter. I'm sure all you Harry Potter people know the answer, but I'm not one, so whatever. We got the dad, the mom. I got two kids. A little girl that's like 7 or 8 or 9 or whatever. And then like a teenage son. I think his name is Andy. But if it's not really Andy, I'm probably going to call him Andy. So they move into the apartment. They moving in. Dad like, I'm about to go get some food. The mama like, I'm about to put this shit up. Andy, watch your sister. He like, look that bitch. She like, watch her. He like, yeah, whatever. If he had a phone, he would have been playing on his phone. I can't remember what the fuck he was doing, but he wasn't watching her. So she run, you know, exploring the apartment building, go down into the basement, and essentially get like kidnapped by a motherfucking troll. The troll, Morlock, Tarok, whatever the fuck his name is, he take this bitch. We don't know what happened to her, but he got the special ring on that's green that he can turn himself into her. So he looked like her, but he acted like a fucking asshole. The dad gets some food, like some burgers and shit. This bitch like eat this burger in the most disgusting way, grab the burger, start running around the apartment building. The brother chasing her, they pull the fire alarm and shit, and then we meet the rest of the people in the apartment building. It is Julia Louis-Dreyfus, so we gonna call that bitch Elaine. Elaine live upstairs with some blind city surfer looking dude. And then Sonny Bono, he didn't live in this bitch. He's like the bachelor of the apartment building. Talk about, look, you got the only kids, and they're making all kinds of noise, having pillow fights, and I'm trying to score. I'm going to be really pissed. I'm like, look, Sonny Bono, you ain't Sonny Bono in this motherfucking movie. You like middle-aged, short white dude. I'm trying to see how many bitches you getting over your house trying to score. Like, 2 a year, tops. Like, really. Anyway, so he's all like, you know, bachelor dude. And then it's like super fit, marine, muscly dude. And then it's like the old lady, Miss St. Clair. She like, you know, old Gucci Victorian bitch. Her hair all done up in a bun. She got all these jewels and shit and looking all regal as fuck. She look like she the owner or the leader, the mama of this motherfucking building. I mean, and obviously the troll. So that's what we got. The little girl is acting like an asshole, running all around, tearing shit up, throwing shit around, like really being a motherfucking dick. And so they like, bitch, what's wrong with you? And she like, I'm Godzilla. Like, her mom and dad, seriously, I'm like, there's no right, no reason she should have, whatever. That's for another podcast. Whatever the case, they finally get a little bit of control of this bitch. But she was on the motherfucking nut. Like, she needed a backhand smack in the mouth or something. All right, let's move forward. I've seen this before, so I'm pretty sure the brother gonna be like, something is legitimately wrong with this bitch. This is not just new moving. He gonna try to explain it to his parents. They're gonna be like, whatever, she just excited about. He gonna like, no, this bitch need to be on Ritalin or something. We'll see what happens. So we've got our first kill, I guess. It's the next morning. The little girl get up. She's still acting kind of weird. But she, like, get herself up, get dressed, and comb her own hair or something. Like, she's, like, 7 or 8. I don't know what 7 or 8-year-old is doing that. But this bitch is on point and got her shit together. So she just leave out the apartment to go explore it. Ain't nobody, like, asking her where she going, what she about to do. They just let this bitch roll the fuck out. Anywho, so she rolled the fuck out. Oh, side note. We also found out in the morning that, Bono did bag a bitch the night before, but he like doing shots in the morning. She putting her shit on. He's like, was it everything you imagined? And she was like, unfortunately, but he ain't hear her say that. Anyway, he like, you want some breakfast? She like, yeah. He was like, it's a pancake mix in the kitchen. Why don't you go make us some pancakes? And then she's like, kick rocks, motherfucker. So she bounced. So while she leaving, the little girl is coming upstairs. Oh, also, the little girl had threw her brother against the wall when she got up. And he was just like, oh, I fell. So he know this bitch fucked up. So, I digress. They have now made it to, she's upstairs. She knocked on Sonny Bono door. He opened the door. This bitch just run in. Start running around his motherfucking place. He like, I ain't got no candy. Get the fuck out. She do not get the fuck out. So she like running around playing hide and seek because apparently the troll can like, you know, jump places or something with his troll magic, I suppose. And so he looking for her. He can't find her. She laughing. And then he finally looked behind the couch. It's a motherfucking troll. Scared the shit out of him. Then the troll like prick him with the little green ring that he got on. And then Sonny Bono essentially transforms into a giant, like, cucumber, essentially, like a pulsating giant cucumber, and then it busts open and a forest grow out of him and multiple tiny baby trolls. So he prick him with the pin, turn into a cucumber, bust out a forest with baby trolls. That's where we at. Oh, then Andy went upstairs to talk to the old broad, Miss Sinclair. He told her he was about to throw up. She was like, I guess come on in then. So, I guess you're about to find something out about her. I have no idea what the fuck the baby trolls is doing. I mean, I feel like I'd remember the giant cucumber part, but obviously, too many drinks. All right, let's see what happens next. Okay, just real quick, this isn't a whole segment, but there are a couple of things that must be talked about. Their couch is like the ugliest motherfucking couch I've ever seen, and I like shit with patterns on it. It's like the base color of the couch is like grass green. And then it has pink and blue and white flowers all over it. And then lighter green and gray leaves, and then they've got like a green pillow and a purple pillow and a pink pillow, and all the walls in this motherfucking apartment are pink. Like, what dude is moving into a pink apartment? I guess it's the 80s, but I feel like when you move in, you're not gonna be like, oh yeah, these pink fucking walls look amazing. Pink, like baby pink, like carnation pink. These walls are fucking hideous. This couch is horrible, even for the 80s. I'm appalled. Also, we did go like see Superfit Marine go into his apartment, and it looks like his walls are snakeskin. So yeah. And we're back. Yes, those walls were snakeskin. All of the walls in the apartment were snakeskin. His apartment was shittier than the other people's apartment. Like, their shit was dope. It had like 3 bedrooms, like a dining room. His shit looked like a studio. He also had a tiger skin on the wall. I feel like it's always been illegal to like hunt tigers. You never see like fucking tigers on walls. This motherfucker had a tiger skin. It was probably a rug. His table was a pool table because he had shit all over it, and then he had a sofa with like a sheet thrown over it, much like my sofa right now. Anyway, so the little girl come over there, they like get into a fight. He like fight this bitch, she turned into a troll obviously, and then he's scared and fight the troll. But then the troll, you know, sticking with the thing, with the ring thing, and then his house, you don't see him turn into a cucumber, but later they show his place all fucking turned into a forest with little baby trolls running around with little baby trolls snot shit looking gross as fuck. Earlier in the movie, I had forgot to mention that the daughter slash troll met a midget, who's probably the dude that's playing the troll in the troll outfit, whatever the case. She meets a midget and she's like, oh, are you an elf? Ooh. She's like fascinated by him because she's fucking troll, and she's like, I didn't know there were more trolls like me out here. So she invites him to dinner, and so her mom's like, oh, I can't remember this bitch's name, little troll girl daughter is bringing a little friend to dinner, and she make him some chocolate milk, and he come to the door, and then he a fucking grown up midget, and he got some wine, and they like, oh, this bitch did not tell us you was a tiny person, she just said my little friend, which technically is not a fucking lie. Anyway, she invited him over for dinner, and then he like reciting them the poem, The Fairy Princess or something, because I think it reminded her of troll time. I'm not exactly sure, but right now, that's where we at. Check back shortly. Okay, so she troll out, and now she got to get Elaine, right? She go up to her apartment. She started talking to her about, I don't know, some little kid bullshit. Elaine like, look, little bitch, I got to get ready. I got to audition. You can kick it and chill if you want to, but I'm about to go get ready. So, whoop, whoop, whoop. She troll out. She stabbed that bitch with the green ring. And instead of her place do turn into a fucking forest, but she don't turn into a gross green giant cucumber and then have a whole bunch of baby trolls. Instead, she turned into like a sexy fucking forest nymph with like a nude unitard on. It's got like green ivy leaves wrapped around it, placed so properly to cover her nips and veg. Like, you gonna turn all the dudes into fucking baby trolls, but you gonna turn her into a fucking sexy forest nymph? Like, patriarchy. Anyway, she a fucking sexy forest nymph. Then her boo come, like, banging on her door and shit. He come in. Did they turn him into a sexy forest nymph also? Because I don't think he was baby trolls. I think he is also a sexy forest nymph. And they, like, in the sexy forest together. I guess because they was the young people. But, I mean, I'm like, fuck that. I don't want to be baby trolls and I can be sexy forest nymph. I feel like that's a fucked up trade off for the people who, maybe because they didn't have nobody, because you single, that's fucked up. Single people got to be baby trolls, and people in relationships get to be sexy forest nymphs. We finally reached the end. There's a lot of things that happened. I'm gonna try to sum them up quickly. So the little midget gets turned into a troll, of course. Little baby troll tells the girl stories of how when he was a little kid, he used to dream of if he could live in a magical fairyland where him being a midget wasn't going to be like a big deal. So she's like, oh yeah, you're definitely being a fucking troll. Pins him up with the green ring. Then the old lady tells the kid, dude, we're in for like a fucking troll war. That's right. Your sister's a troll. And here, take this long like javelin with this gold sharp tip on the end and, you know, kill the biggest monster you can find. She tells like this 13-year-old this. She gives him a fucking ancient weapon. By the way, this bitch is a witch or some shit. And she tells him the story. That's right. She tells him the story of fucking Turok the Troll. So her and Turok used to be booze back in the day before countries and shit. And humans and fairies had lived peacefully, but he was like, fuck that, we ain't living peacefully, we better than humans, I want to be the ruler of every fucking body. She was like, yo, dog, chill. He was like, no, bitch, I'm being the ruler. I'm about to get some rogue fairies together, we about to start a fucking war with the humans. Boom. They started war, but guess what? They fucking lost. And the humans was like, fuck that, we tried to be cool with y'all, but you want to start a motherfucking war. Now you, Turok, gotta be a troll for the rest of fucking eternity. So, he get banished to being a fucking troll, and now it's today, 100 million years later. What the fuck ever. So, this bitch is like, yep, we about to fight these motherfucking trolls. She get this kid this weapon, and then she take her hair down, and then she turn around, and then this bitch is young as fuck. Like, she start out the movie like 60 and now this bitch is like 32. I don't know what that was about. The power of the hair, I guess. So she get a weapon. She about to go fight the fucking troll. The kid is like downstairs with this weapon telling his dad, you know, I'm about to fight a dragon. His dad probably like, my son is on drugs. So she gotta try to fight the troll. She go into like the little troll world. It's a big ass monster. Fuck this bitch up. She running in this long ass dress. Of course, she fall the fuck down. I was saying to my friend earlier, she should have had on a unitard or some leggings or, you know, just something a little bit more mobile than this floor length dress with fucking lace sleeves and shit and a collar. You can run in that in the woods in a fucking troll forest. Anyway, she fell down. And she ended up getting caught up by the troll, Turok, and he turned his bitch into a motherfucking tree. Not even a whole tree, like a tree stump, like the bottom part of a tree that like fell down in the storm because the top part was like jagged. It wasn't like a smooth cut. So like a tree that had been struck by lightning and the top part of it had fallen off of it. This bitch was that part of a tree. So this bitch a tree. She telepathically, I guess, sent for the little kid. He come up there. He like, bitch, you a tree. She like, yeah, it's up to you, dog. You got to do is save the day. That's pretty much her whole fucking advice. Like, you got this, dog. She didn't tell him what the fuck to do at all. Just like, go save your sister, yo. So he run off into the fucking troll forest with his spear, his golden fucking spear. Find his sister, get that bitch. This monster come, monster trying to fuck them up. The monster getting ready to kill the little girl because the monster just like, fuck, I'm a monster. Okay, I just monster. I kill everybody. I don't care who you is. I'm doing my monster shit. So like, yo, don't kill the girl. Oh, he had needed the girl to be the princess of the fairies when they took over humanity or some bullshit. So anyway, troll like, don't kill the girl. That's my fairy princess. Monster like, fuck that. I kill everybody. I'm a monster. Troll kill the monster. So that's how the fuck they get away. They get away and do they just get away and then the troll lose? I feel like something more dramatic had happened. But it might have been, because he only had 3 days worth of time that he could try to get all the apartments in the building to turn into fairy worlds. Maybe I left that part out. In order for him to come back into America? I don't fucking know. He had to like turn all the apartments into tiny baby fairy worlds. How's it come he was going into everybody's apartment and poking it with his motherfucking green pen? But he hadn't got the old lady's apartment or the kid's apartment, but the old lady, he got her shit when he turned it into a fucking tree. So, whatever the case, they run, they get out, they get back into their apartment. His time run out. And then, you know, all of the green shit go away. But I don't think she wasn't an old lady no more. The new young old lady came back and we saw her at the end. But we didn't see any of the other people. So I don't know if they came back from being baby trolls or if Elaine came back from being a sexy wood nymph, forest nymph, and her boyfriend. I don't know about them, but everybody else, you didn't see them again, so that's fucked up if they had to fucking be baby trolls in Fairyland, like, for the rest of time. That's fucked up. Anyway, so that was Troll. The end was dumb. I mean, it was dumb. So, yeah. I really liked this movie when I was a kid. Like, I don't know why I liked it so much. Like, this was my shit when I was, like, 12 or whatever. But watching it back, it does not hold up. Troll was pretty terrible. The snakeskin walls, like, how did I not even remember that shit? That was fucking awful. Like, where do you get snakeskin for the wall? Like, is this wallpaper? Whatever. Troll was okay. I mean, if you want something nostalgic to watch, the special effects are pretty decent. The little troll monsters with their little snot and shit, and they move around. It kind of reminds me of, like, Ghoulies or Goonies. Not Goonies, that's with people. Ghoulies. Kind of remind me of that shit. But check it out if you like. I would say 2.5 ninja stars for this. Maybe two ninja stars for Troll. I'm really disappointed because I had really liked it so much as a kid. I mean, I was a kid. You can't always trust your kid self. Anyway, that's another one for Ghost Ninja Raccoon. Tune in for the next time for when I watch. I don't fucking know. I'll find out then. Peace.